We say good morning to Lisa McLeod. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lauren. Great to be with you.
Yes, thanks for joining us again. And listen, there are some cool jobs if you have to be a cabinet minister, but I think yours is kind of right up at the top. It's kind of the coolest cabinet position.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because you get to hang out with Olympic athletes, pro athletes. You get to hang out with movie stars and directors. But this time of year, really getting to spend time with Ontarians as we rediscover and reconnect with our tourism attractions and cultural attractions. And so I'm in, obviously, Bay Quinte today with my dear friend, Todd Smith, who is our Minister of Energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you noticed his energy level has gotten down lately? I think he needs some ginkgo biloba.
He's very happy. He's doing a great job. And spent some time with him two nights ago as we did a Netflix release of the Motel Makeover. And here today, we're going to be doing lots of stuff, including visiting the Humane Society here. And really excited about that.
Well, let me ask you, COVID has been extremely hard on the industries and organizations that your ministry oversees. And yes, we are in step three. Things are looking up. Places like Wonderland are open. Concert venues are opening. You can go see a Blue Jays game. So there is some good news, and the news looks like it, even though the numbers are going up, but the news is looking better for the future.
Yeah, look, it's been incredibly difficult. So as sunny as I pointed out, it can be. It's also been very dark for about 16 months because my sectors were hit first, hardest, and will take the longest to recover. So that could be your local community theater. It could be your local hockey team. It could be the fall fair that you enjoy. Hotel occupancy rates were at 3% at some points during the pandemic. So, and our restaurants were all shuttered. So it's been very difficult. But right now, yes, you're right. We're firmly into step three, and most things are open. We still have some critical challenges with indoor capacity for our major sporting and entertainment venues. But, you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Ottawa Red Blacks, the Live Nation, all of those guys, all requiring vaccinations. So we're really encouraging people, if you really want to go see that artist that you love, or you want to cheer on that athlete that you respect, get vaccinated and help us get into a place where we have got lower COVID counts and we can increase the capacity at some of these things. You're right. Wonderland's open, Calypso Down My Way in Ottawa's open. But we want to make sure that everything is open. And the only way to do that is to make sure we've got the vaccination rates up. And that's one of the things that Todd and I are talking about today as we tour the region. And, we have the ultimate small business sector. We've got some of the largest brands in the world. And we're also the largest volunteer sector in the country. So, times have been very tough. But we're right now really excited to start rediscovering the province and supporting those tourism and cultural assets and sport assets that have been for too long shuttered.
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, locally, we have our Welcome Home Weekend for the Empire Theater, Empire Square. It's going to be a great concert. The Belleville Senators will be getting underway at the CAA Arena, and we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we hear Dr. Kieran Moore yesterday say we may be able to increase the amount of fans in the stands from the limits they are at now. Where does that stand, Lisa? And what do you do to work with him to try to get these buildings filled?
Yeah, my team has been working on this for the last couple of months, trying to get to full capacity or at least increased capacity from the, I think it's 1,500 that they're allowed to have right now. I was speaking, obviously, this morning with the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Raptors just to make sure that their capacity gets up. Obviously, I have a vested interest in the Belleville Senators as an Ottawa resident and a member of provincial parliament who's an Ottawa Senators fan. I want to see them succeed. And, of course, we've invested into the theater here. So I want to make sure they're in good place. So we've been working. We had a lengthy meeting a week or two ago with many of the principal players in the field, both in the culture side and arts, as well as the sports side, to see how we can best do that. We have a proposal in front of us that Dr. Moore is now in receipt of, and I suspect we're going to see some movement on that. I don't know exactly where he will land. That will ultimately be a cabinet decision, but it's work that we're doing right now to really try and increase the capacity. When you look at whether it is theater, live music, if you look at hockey or the CFL, the Raptors, their business model is making gate. And making gate means that there's fans in the stands. And so I'm not sure some of these entities would be able to survive without a greater capacity limit indoors. But again, for them to be indoors, it's going to require, you know, mandatory masking. It's going to, you know, require vaccinations, and it is going to require rapid testing. And so, again, if you love the Belleville Senators or you want to go to a live concert and you're not vaccinated, you're the holdout. So we need you to get out there, get vaccinated, and support those local teams and local artists. And just to be clear, you know, many of them have said that they're going to require vaccines. And so, you know, you don't want to be excluded from that. And we certainly want to see the economy and our society reopen.
Well, you are, the minister responsible for these facilities and these sports. You're the minister responsible for me going to see a concert at the Budweiser stage or the ACC or here in Belleville. Of course, you mentioned bars and restaurants being shuttered down, hotels at 3%. The vast majority of our population, Lisa, is for having some sort of identification to prove that we have been vaccinated. Yet the premier doesn't seem to be on board. Are you lobbying the premier saying, hey, stakeholders want this to happen? Have you spoken to Premier Ford about this?
Well, look, these are conversations that have been ongoing for quite some time. You know, they've had some challenges in other jurisdictions, both in Canada and elsewhere. I firmly believe that as an Ottawa resident, the best type of proof of vaccination should come from the federal government. They're already going to require it when you come into our borders or as we become international travelers again at some point. So I think a consistent approach across the province would be the best, across the country would be the best model. And I say this as an Ottawa resident who from time to time may have to take my daughter over to Gatineau Park in Quebec or take a meeting over there. I think it's important that we have one consistent approach across the province. So I would say that the federal government should take the lead on that. I do know that many of the sectors that I represent are looking at different ways, but we've seen some incredible innovation as it pertains to contact tracing, and many of the restaurants that we all like to go to now have a similar app. So I think there's going to be innovation that occurs as well. But I think if we're going to look at something for Ontario, it's going to be something that is for all of Canada. And I think that lead has to come from the federal government.
Is one of your jobs now trying to get people vaccinated? I mean, every politician I speak to is, and I think it's a good thing, by the way, I think it's vital and we talk about it on the show all the time, but I think, you know, it's politicians, it's community leaders, it's members of congregations or leaders of congregations and fellowships that are going to be some of the people that have to try to convince the people who are unvaccinated to get the jab. Do you find that you're talking about it every day while you're talking about something else?
Yeah, look, I think as a mother, as a family member, it's me telling my family it's important because it's a public health crisis first and foremost. As the member of provincial parliament for Nepean, telling my constituents it's important so that we can protect our most vulnerable, and that includes children under the age of 12 who aren't vaccinated. And third is the minister responsible for, you know, museums and galleries and major sporting events and major entertainment venues. It is in my vested interest and anybody that loves those things to get vaccinated in order for us to get back to normal. I've been double dosed for quite some time now. I've toured the province. This is my 10th week on the road to try and reinstill confidence in the tourism and culture sectors. I've been able to do that safely because I've been double vaxxed. I continue to wear my mask. I wash my hands, and where I need to, I'm socially distancing. So, I think in order for us to come out of this pandemic, which we wished would be, by this point in time, distant memory, we still have a long ways to go. And the only way we're going to come out of it is by people getting vaccinated. And so if you want to, again, I said this earlier in your program, if you want to see your favorite artist or your favorite athlete the best way to do that is to be double vaxxed.
Yeah, and there's so many places to go and get it done. You mentioned you've been on the road for 10 weeks, crisscrossing the province. That's kind of amazing. Probably growing up and being from the Ottawa region, you never thought you'd see as much as this wonderful province as you have been. Any places besides obviously Bay of Quinte region that stand out to you as just being a surprise and maybe something you thought wasn't as amazing as it was until you saw it with your own eyes?
Yeah. So Smitty,
we have Smitty with us. Because
oh, cool.
Because if there's media to be had, he will be on it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Minister of Energy, Todd Smith. Good morning, Todd.
Yeah, just throw the beer back there. That'd be good. Put some ice on it. that'd be good. Yeah, and don't forget the cold cuts. You know, we need the cold. Stubby, get the cold cuts. What are you doing?
It's charcuterie. In 2021, it's charcuterie, Todd.
Sorry, Lauren, are we live?
Yeah, we are. We're live.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
Good morning.
Nice little skit. That was a nice skit.
Did Lisa phone in this morning?
Yes, she has.
I'm on right now.
But thanks.
Oh my God.
I was about to say that we're the only two Maritimers in the cabinet. And then we had to like play the presidential theme because apparently the president of Belleville was just about to get on the air.
Well, Elmac, it's great to have you back in the Bay of Quinte region again today. And just for you know, your visit today, we rolled in the fog all the way from the Bay of Fundy in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick here on the Bay of Quinte this morning, just to make you feel comfortable.
Sweet. I like it.
Yeah, that's what we did. Thanks for interrupting, Todd. But Lisa was about to answer a question about crisscrossing the province. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Well, it is. And so what I was about to say is that, you know, maybe just reference of the Bay of Quinte, or sorry, the Bay of Fundy, which is right between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. And he, of course, is a New Brunswicker. I'm a Nova Scotian, and we're the two Maritimers in the cabinet. So, you know, becoming the tourism minister and the culture minister in Ontario was pretty cool because I now get to see things that I'd only heard of. And so whether it's the majesty of the Niagara Falls, or it's the Pointe Claire River between Detroit and Windsor, or even, you know, rediscovering my own backyard in Ottawa. I mean, it's all been very cool, but I found what was really, really interesting. I spent 2 weeks separated, of course, in northern Ontario and took in some of those fly-in lodges. Uh-huh. Very affordable. A lot of Ontarians are not taking advantage of what we have to offer in northern Ontario. And I think that if there's one thing and one takeaway, is first of all, I'm encouraging people to rediscover their own backyard. We've got a really big backyard here in Ontario, but also maybe to look at a region you've never been to and just let the flow happen. And that's what Todd and I are going to do today. We're going to do some bicycling. We're going to go do some fishing, but we're going to do things that you can do here that you can't do anywhere else. And I think that we have a lot to offer. I don't know, Smitty, do you have anything more to add, or should I get some trumpets out for you now that I know that you're the president?
I always expect those every time I see you. No, Lauren, today we're going out with a good friend of yours and a good friend of mine who happens to be another good Maritimer, Doug Stevenson, who heads up Bay of Quinte Tourism. And so Doug's kind of organized the day for us. We're going to do some cycling here on the bay, but hopefully we don't run into each other because really the fog is pretty thick today. It's unbelievable. He's from St. John, New Brunswick. This is St. John fog this morning. But we really do have a beautiful province. I'll tell you, Lisa has been everywhere this summer and last. I mean, it's been amazing to follow her on social media and see all the interesting places that she's been. And of course, you know, in our roles as Ontario cabinet ministers, we do get to see pretty much every corner of the province. And there is a lot of beauty here in our own backyard. And I think over the last year and a half with the pandemic, a lot of people have got out and taking a look to see what's in their own backyard. And that includes right here in the Quinte region. I mean, I've discovered things in our own region that I didn't know were here just because, you know, you have the opportunity now to go out and travel domestically.
Mm. And Kay, what's that museum that you took me to last year? Like, that's one of the most beautiful museums I've ever seen in the province.
Yeah, so it's small, but it's really impactful. It's the Glanmore House Museum, the National
Museum. Yeah, Glanmore Park. House, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on the East Hill. So, yeah, it's a beautiful spot. And there's all kinds of little places throughout the Quinte region like that you can discover if you just get outside, away from your computer screen.
Lisa, let me ask you, you know, if I was the mayor of Prince Edward County, Steve Ferguson, and you were in front of me, I'd say, we love the tourism, but our infrastructure is having to deal with this so difficultly. We're being overrun. We need some help. Obviously, you've heard this before, Lisa. Tourism is a massive part of Prince Edward County, but we want to keep it in good condition. Is the government aware of this? Is there something coming down the pike to maybe help out the county with some of those infrastructure woes?
Yeah, so obviously Prince Edward County, as I said to Smitty, I think in June, they're coming for you. I saw one weekend where everyone was just coming here, and I knew to see the jet skis and everything else. It was incredible. And that was before the cabinet shuffle, I think, Smitty. But what I hear frequently in major tourism destinations like this one or Blue Mountain or Muskoka, even I hear it in Niagara Falls, is the reality of affordable housing, good infrastructure with roads and bridges, parking, and then access to employment, because we do have a labor shortage. So these are all things that I consistently work on. Todd is a member of the Jobs and Recovery Committee with me, and he hears my consistent refrain on some of these issues, because in order for us to have a superior product when we are able to welcome back the world to Ontario, we're going to have to be and have like a world-class destination. We're going to have to deal with some of these issues. So my ministry will be putting forward a five-year plan which will address some of these challenges or all of these challenges in various ways. But I certainly look at this as a multi-ministerial initiative. And so former Progressive Conservative leader and former tourism leader, minister, Tim Hudak actually ran a task force for me on these types of issues. And we actually have municipal councillors on that, tourism and destination marketing organizations on there, as well as those who are part of the front line in tourism and hospitality, talk to us about some of the challenges and how we can adapt. And some communities are doing it. There might be best practices that will work, and there may be some made just in that one community, whether that's Prince Edward County or others, that will be part of that. But I can tell you, just last year, Smitty and I both have a birthday in the fall, and we were able to spend some time right before the lockdown last year at one of the wineries here, and it was just exquisite. Sandbanks, I believe it was, and just to really experience how incredible that was.
Yeah, it's a jewel, and it's hard, and you can't tell. It's such a conundrum, because you want tourists, but tourists bring the issues that tourists bring. So there has to be a balance, and I'm glad that there's going to be a plan. Now, Lisa, you're going to go on a bike ride with Todd. I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Make sure you're in front of him. You do not want to be behind Todd Smith for various reasons.
I'm so high energy, Lawrence, you won't be able to keep up. I'm the energy minister. I heard your little cheap shot before about being low energy. Cheap shot. You're a cheap shot when you know I'm not on the air. But here I am now, big boy. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say, I'm going to hang up on you. That's what I'm going to do. It's my show.
Lawrence, I am the chair of the Smitty Clarkey Foundation of Cabinet, so I've got to look after those two boys.
It's always great to speak to you, Lisa. You know, this is the part of our province that we love and care about, whether, as you mentioned, it's the Glanmore House, or whether it's the ROM in Toronto. They're all important, whether it's Wonderland, a concert, or a local sporting event. It's part of our fabric and our lives, and it gives us pleasure. And it's important to make sure that they, you know, that they all are running and running smoothly and safely. So you and your staff, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lauren. And-